Chapter 20. Better Bodies. The health club where Sarah worked out was located in the Scheinbaum building on McDougal Street, downstairs from All Japan Martial Arts. Sarah tried to work out at least 3 times a week. Better Bodies was not one of the newer health clubs with row after row of gleaming stainless steel machines. John Heinz, the proprietor, didn't believe in gizmos. He barely believed in weights. If he had his way, everybody would train using jump ropes and the climbing wall. Better Bodies stank of stale sweat and liniment. It had a creaky hardwood floor, numerous heavy bags, made of leather and patched with duct tape, and a raised boxing ring in one corner where Eric Morrell and Roy Jones Jr. had trained, among others. Sarah was one of a handful of women who worked out at Better Bodies. A lot of cops worked out there. The grizzled veterans hardly gave Sarah a second glance. Working out was serious business. If they'd wanted to ogle young women, they would have joined one of the numerous upscale health clubs with whirlpools, daycare, and Taibo. Late Tuesday morning found Sarah in baggy sweatpants and shirt, wearing bag gloves and wailing on an 80-pound bag. She'd earned her black belt in Taekwondo while an undergraduate at Cornell, and had continued to work out with the Police Athletic League and at Better Bodies since joining the force. A boombox in the corner broadcast Huey Lewis, the Heart of Rock and Roll, as Sarah alternated punches and kicks. Out of the corner of her eye she saw Heinz approaching. He was a well-developed 35-year-old who'd studied with Royce Gracie and taught Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. "Hey Sarah," he said. "James Bratton and Derek Sharp are about to go at it upstairs with kendo sticks." Sarah paused, panting. "Since when does Sharp work out here?" "Since he showed up last week," Heinz replied, heading for the stairs. Sarah grabbed a towel and followed. Up a long, narrow flight of stairs, the All Japan Martial Arts Academy occupied a 4,000-square-foot studio with hardwood floors and a glass wall protected by a room-length bar overlooking McDougal Street. When Sarah arrived, the smallish visitor area was jammed with cops and honchos. Sarah worked her way to the front, resting her arms on the 4-foot banister separating the holding pen from the vast hardwood floor. On the floor, 4 kendo students sat cross-legged in front of the floor-to-ceiling mirrors. In the center of the large room, facing each other, identically dressed in heavy black cotton uniforms, wide legs resembling skirts, stood the combatants. Their faces were covered by the men, a steel-caged kendo mask. Their chests surrounded by the hard-shelled do, styled after traditional samurai armor. Their hands were protected by the armored and padded gloves, the kote. Each held a shinai, a multi-sectioned bamboo replica of a katana. It was easy to tell them apart. At 6'4", Sharp was the short man. Sarah had arrived just in time for the formal salute preceding combat. Baltazar, whom she'd spotted earlier doing sets, appeared at her elbow. "This is gonna be good." Bratton was channeling Ali, bragging on how he was the baddest cat who ever played the game, and he could take any 2 guys in the joint. Sharp made some crack that when Bratton's team played an exhibition game in Tokyo, 2 of them were picked up for shoplifting. Bratton called Sharp a punk and here we are. "Does Bratton know Sharp is a cop?" "I don't think so. I don't think they even know each other. It's a case of hate at first sight." The instructor, a wiry little Japanese by the name of Ojima, held his hand up to signal the start of the contest. His hand fell. The combatants clashed in a blinding series of strikes, like 2 trees fighting each other. It was difficult to tell which was an attack and which was a defense, so quickly did the blows fall. Sarah knew that in kendo, there were only 7 blows and 1 thrust. The blows flowed one into another, from attack to defense and back again, as the combatants moved swiftly around the room, their feet tracing semicircular patterns. Both men were big, but Bratton was extra big. He towered over the tall cop by 4 inches. Even so, it was the shorter Sharp who soon proved dominant, driving his larger opponent around the room like a reluctant bull. Bratton was good. Sarah could see the moves which had earned him NBA All-Star status 5 years in a row. But despite his superb athleticism, and his size advantage, Bratton could do nothing with his smaller opponent. Sharp seemed almost psychic in his ability to sense where Bratton's blows would fall. He effortlessly deflected Bratton's attacks, turning each defense into an offense until it became evident to everyone that the cop was playing with the basketball star. Just when it seemed Bratton was beginning to tire, Sharp ended it with a spectacular rising blow that caught Bratton's grip, causing him to lose the shinai, which soared through the air and thumped against the wall. Sharp instantly stopped, stood upright, and bowed deeply. Bratton had no choice but to respond. "Shit." he muttered as he headed for the sidelines, stripping off his protective mask. Sharp walked calmly to the side of the room and sat cross-legged, before he removed his mask. The crowd dissipated. Sarah followed Baltazar down the stairs to Better Bodies and drifted toward the heavy bag, consumed by one overriding thought. Derek Sharp was one of the finest swordsmen she'd ever witnessed.